Time now for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
The NTIN Coursera is offering a course called Communication Strategies for a Virtual Age, because these times are different and communication has changed. The traditional rules for speaking and presenting, meeting coordination, influencing people, negotiating and selling ideas no longer apply in a world of virtual meetings, text messaging, video and teleconferences. This course will give you tools that you can practice and perfect on your own to become a better communicator in a new communication era. The course is called Communication Strategies for a Virtual Age. It is available courtesy of the NTIN Coursera, and it is one of several courses available at training.nti.org.bb. Totally free, fully online, with no data charges applying. training.nti.org.bb. Go and get it, go getter, because you are never too good to get better.
Love that. Go and get it, go getter, because you're never too good to get better. And Sluggy Dan, he's live here. And we're live on Facebook, so check us out, VOB 92.9 FM on our page, all around the world, heard and seen. Sluggy Dan, how are you today? Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me to the program, my brother. I'm good, I'm alive and I'm well. How are you, bro?
Well, I'm grateful and hoping the West Indies can train via the NTI to avoid defeat tomorrow.
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
I said I'm hoping the West Indies can pick up some skills and tips from the NTI training programs and avoid defeat tomorrow.
Sorry that I asked you to repeat that. I know that you say that.
We have a lot of hope. We have a lot of knowledge, a lot of ability, a lot of prayer, a lot of faith and ability. So let's meet next week and look back on the test match that was either drawn or won by the West Indies. How about that?
I hope so, but lately, man, these news just have been sad. West Indies just breaks my heart every time. And then I just saw the news via Star Comet, NC Star Control Link, about the youngster not being in Parliament anymore. Man, between West Indies and that news, Ronnie, you just start me there, Rocky. But I'm glad to have some youngsters here. The number is 4341790. We have some amazing young people. You know, today's edition is called Brilliant Young Minds. You know, when I'm going to feature some awesome young persons, I'm going to let a young person herself, because you know I'm all about the youth, I'm going to let a young person introduce us to the names of the organization, these United Youth Leaders. Ronnie, I love that name, and I love when young persons, you know, take up the challenge and see things that they want change. And I love when young persons come forward and say, you know what, we're going to try to change it ourselves, or at least put forward our solutions and our policies and how we think the situation could be handled. They're not just saying, well, we are young, we don't have a voice, man. Know your place, take your place. You know what a lot of old people used to say, VOB Barbados, 4341790. I want all the smoke. But you know, it's just a take a child's place. Children should be seen and not heard, and all of these things. But I love this young generation that's saying, no, we have a voice. We are not going to be quiet. We are going to speak our voice. It's just sad that the news with the youngster will not be able to be in the Senate anymore. With that, the news I'm seeing, 43417, and we have some amazing young people. Call and talk to them. United Youth Leaders. I love that name. I love the organization it's all about. So good evening to United Youth Leaders. Daniel, can you introduce us to this group? Miss Daniel, my co-host for this evening, Brilliant Young Minds on VOB 92.9, BHM Rhythm and Rhyme. BHM Rhythm and Rhyme, this is the Brilliant Young Minds edition. We've been doing this for the entire month of March, and so far we've met some amazing young people. Ahanje, can you introduce Barbados to this awesome group of Brilliant Young Minds? And good evening,
everyone. Good night.
Good night.
So happy to be here on this edition of, you know, Brilliant Young Minds. Tonight, we are having a discussion with the United Youth Leaders of Barbados. And they have sent some information to us, you know, about their mission statement and what they are about. So they have been committed to making a difference and was previously called the Emerging Global Leaders of Barbados from 2007 to 2011. It has been in existence as a fully functioning organization for the past 5 years. It has quickly flourished into and become one of the most influential and well-known organizations in Barbados. The group has also provided an avenue for young people of Barbados to have a voice and to develop their leadership skills through training and service. This organization acts as a support group for young people guided by its motto, empowering today's youth to creatively shape a better tomorrow. They cater to young people between the ages of 15 to 29. Consisting, well, the panelists today representing the group are Jane Small, Sarah Holder, and Laurel Curtin. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the United Youth Leaders of Barbados to tonight's show.
Well, that sounds very impressive already. These youngsters doing a lot of work, and I'm asking, what was the age range of this panel we have here this evening? I don't mean 100. We all know you just celebrated your 18th, but I mean this group, United Youth Leaders. Can you all please tell us your age ranges and your name and what is your title? We could start with Jane and then go to Laurel, Sarah. Can you tell us your names, please, and your age and your title or your position in the organization? Good evening and thank you very much for being on Beige Radio, my friend.
Good evening to all and thanks for having us. My name is Jane Small and I'm 24 years old and currently serving as floor member of the executive board. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Laurel Curtin. I am 22 years old and I am currently the secretary treasurer of the United Youth Leaders of Barbados. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sarah Holder, and I am the president of the United Youth Leaders of Barbados, and I am 19 years of age.
Whoa, these ages, Bob. Good. Angel, I know you probably have a lot of questions. I know you probably have a lot you want to talk about because, you know, this is Brilliant Young Minds, and you are all of similar age or close in age, and Ronnie and early two old uncles, we here to listen and find out what you're all about. But my first question before you hand over to Ahanje, my first question, and you all can decide who can answer this from the group. Why did you see a need? And Ahanje, after this, I hand over to you because you know you have a lot to talk about with them, and I'm eager to hear the conversation among young people. Again, 4341790. I'm going to say again, I'm extremely sad that the young man can't get the opportunity to be in the Senate. I'm extremely sad. And we have a host of young persons with us today. We're going to talk about everything. But my first question before you hand over, because you know, G, I have a lot of questions and a lot of topics you want to talk about. But anyone can answer this from United Youth Leaders. You are very young, but I see you have some experience already. Why did you see or feel the need to create an organization like this at this time? Anyone can answer.
Okay, I'll answer. So UYLB was created 14 years ago by a young lady called Krista Solane, and she was 16 years old. And at that time, our society wasn't like it is now, so there wasn't as much inclusion of young people in communities and in schools and having voices are speaking up. So she saw it fit to create a group where young people can have a voice and where young people can see that they are a part of the solution and where young people can gain skills to become leaders in their communities. So that's essentially the reason that UYLB would have been created.
That's awesome. And you said that was a young lady. She was 16 years old at the time.
Yes, please.
So this is still a young person. This is still a young person. 4 years ago, they'd be 30. You know, ain't that right? But 30 is still extremely young. Certainly much younger than Uncle Ronnie. I love that though. I have too much questions in my head and have so much things to ask. So I had to let you go ahead. Cause you know me, you know Sluggy. When they started talk, we got, cause I'm extremely impressed already. So I'll let you go first.
That's no problem. We just heard from Sarah. So I'll go on to L'Oreal. I'm personalizing the question to ask her, you know, what is her reason for being a part of this group? And what are your personal goals as a member of the group?
Hi. Well, initially I heard about, you know, the youth leaders from a friend at the University of West Indies. And I was interested in just seeing if I could find a sense of community among some peers like me that are young like me. And as a result, I've had better leadership skills in general. I've had better communication skills and better, I just feel I'm generally a shy person, or was more of a shy person. I never really used to talk, but I find that when I'm with United Youth Leaders of Barbados, I feel the urge that I can speak up, and I'm in a safe space to speak up. And that's why I just love United Youth Leaders, and that's why I joined them, to just get that confidence.
And that's brilliant. How about you, Jane? What was the rationale behind becoming a member of the group?
Yes. Well, actually, I remember in the early times of the Emerging Global Leaders, Krista, as well as some members of the school I was attending, was actually a part of the group, and they would have spoken. However, I did not join the group, not until we had our first Girl Power Hour, which was an empowerment session for girls. And I was invited by a friend. From then, I found that the community, there was a sense of community, but it made you or force you to listen to others' views and opinions. It kind of broadens your scope. So that's why I would have joined, because you learn so much from others. And I found that having that a part of my life gave me some balance. And just like Laurel said, you have to talk, because you have to be open, and you get the chance to actually be planning these events that we have. So it really builds that sense of community, and it draws you closer to people.
Well, I am privileged enough to know Sarah, you know, way before United Youth Leaders of Barbados. We went to secondary school together. And I mean, I want to publicly say how impressed and how proud I am of Sarah. Sarah has come a really, really long way. Anybody that knows Sarah from Allen's school days. Sarah, can you tell me about, you know, the motive behind joining this group and today sitting here as the president of the group?
Yes, yeah, and we went to school together. The reason I initially joined the group was simply because I love meeting people. And when I first started the group, I saw that it was a bunch of young people around my age who had the same interests as me in terms of volunteering and serving the community and the nation. And I'm like, I'm going to just attend a meeting. And after I attended the meeting, I felt so welcome. I felt like it was a safe space. I felt like I could be who I am. And the people that I met, they were really amazing and really friendly. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back. And I kept coming back. And then I eventually became a member. And that experience is what led me to run for president, because I want to give people the same experience that I would have had as a member. And I want to create opportunities for the members to develop their leadership skills and their planning skills. And that's initially why I decided to become and run for the presidency.
That is so awesome. Jess, sorry for backing in. Another question before you hand back over to Jess. Sarah, if someone just tuning in, VOB 92.9 FM, and thanks to everyone that's messaging and loving the young person so far. Everyone is telling me that you're so well spoken, and some person say a little talk to you all about what you're all doing. 434-1790, not Sluggy's phone. Sarah, for person that know tuning in and messaging me, if you break it down simple to ask you, who or what is United Youth Leaders? For the persons just tuning in, and thanks for messaging, and she spoke about it at the top of the show, but for persons just tuning in, they're asking you simple, stop me on the street. Sarah, what is this organization and how can we support it? What you're all about? So what stops you answer that question in the street? For persons now tuning in and messaging me.
I would say United Youth Leaders of Barbados is a group of energetic young people who are focused on one goal, and that is giving back to their community. And in doing such in this organization, you get leadership skills, you get to learn how to plan projects and to plan events, you get to attend conferences, and you get to most importantly have fun. That's what I would say United Youth Leaders is in short words, sentences.
Listen, Ronnie, she have me sold. She have me sold for sure. I gotta ask you a question around, because I know a person around my age, around your age, and now thinking about all these different organizations we had and now we played football with, or me, hockey, or you know, singing. These persons had to be young themselves, but I never even study it until now, talking to these youngsters right here. Like, you feel that helps us coming up to know that we have leaders that's also our age but doing positive things in whatever endeavor. You think in some way that helps us without us knowing? Because I only know studying it now, I'm talking to these, that these people had to be younger than me. Because if it was 12 and then only 10 years older than me, they had to be like 22. So I'm sure you know lots of persons like that, because you played football, you sing, you work different places. If you understand me, but you never study it, that I probably saw them as just like a big brother, like.
Well, I've always been a leader, so.
Right, correct.
It's easy to identify the challenges that leaders will have at any stage in life, especially as I've lived 51 years already. But I wouldn't know what the person who is 61 has with that extra 10 years of leadership. But I've passed through that younger stage, and I have children who are similar in age to many who are participating today. I recall when I came to Barbados, there was an organization called Youth to Youth, and that was very popular. That used to meet in Queen's Park. But of course, like England, we've had Cubs, Scouts, Brownies, Girl Guides, Adventists would have Pathfinders, and then there would be other groups that were very prominent in school in Barbados, like Key Club. Key Club was big at Combermere School, and then coming out of that, you'd have like JCs. You'd have the junior, you'd have other organizations, but JCs is one that's currently quite active, which is for persons who may be in the 20s and young, slightly older professionals who have in the early 20s, et cetera, into early 30s. So we, and of course the political arms are quite active in Barbados too. So we have examples, and the church has various youth bodies, youth councils, different denominations.
Youth service.
And then we talk about the sports organizations. I was part of Graduates. Graduates were based at Weymouth B. Very strong in sourcing players from Carrington Village. We had many from Deacons and surrounding areas. And our bond is for life. I mean, Mr. Dale was my youth team captain. And most of the persons who are still alive have strong bonds, because Lawrence Small, coach, of course, we had Ansel Marquez as well. We've got Dean Aline and others, Haddock, etc. The motto is, From the streets to the pasture. Now, in England, you never used to talk about the pasture. You talk about the field. But we understand what that means. And when you look at who's doing what from within the group, and this is hundreds of young footballers, we would actually, you know, admonish each other from then until now if we see or observe things that we don't believe are fitting with the principles of the club. And that's a great thing to have. So I just want to encourage the young people to understand that every day above ground is profound. And if you doubt or wonder, one day you will be going under. So as you drive and walk on top, keep pressing and don't stop. Because you never know what God has in store for you. And of course, the book of Jeremiah, God speaks about, "For I know the plans I have for you." I think it's Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Plans to, you know, do you no harm, but to do you good. So that talks about your destiny. And then you have the Apostle Paul. I've mentioned it in this program before. 1 Timothy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 12, where he says, "See to it that no one looks down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers." Whatever it be, speech, in faith, in life, in love, and purity. Because Timothy was a young leader. And there were those who, you know, doubted his capacity because of his youth. And he may, too, have started having some need for affirmation, and encouragement and being built up. And that's what Paul as the leader did. So just stay focused and know that this time flies. As long as you've got that day above ground, the days become weeks, the weeks become months, and the months become years. And this is the time you should be talking as peers about relationships and money. Because if you wish to be able to give and to bless and to be blessed and grow and develop, you will need money. And youth come from various backgrounds, and even youth that come from a background where there seems to be financial security in their particular home and access to money, that can change. And your ability to benefit from that when you're in your primary care in your home, that changes as you become older. And the responsibility of taking care of yourself and ultimately others, even before you have a family, is a serious aspect of life. So don't let certain lifestyles, certain trends, certain forms of entertainment tell you what is success. You have to make sure that you're faithful, law-abiding, committed, dedicated, and hardworking in whichever field of endeavor that you are currently in or ultimately you find yourself part of. I have to speak to you as a father. I can't speak to you just as a person that has a passing interest or because I have a microphone, but as a father. And I will encourage all of you to look out for each other. There are enough things that seek to harm you and to bring you down. It could be words, actions, communication, social media. You keep your head up and you do the right thing. And yes, respect your elders. Even if, unfortunately, in terms of age, Sluggy and myself are now in that category of old people as far as you are concerned. That's all I can say.
No, it's brilliant. And Ronnie just mentioned something earlier, Ahanji. So we want you and the rest speak to this personally before you carry on. Ronnie mentioned about he was a leader from young, but Mr. Dale was his captain. This is in football. And now he and Mr. Dale also in another discipline away from football, you know what I mean? Both on the scene, on the circuit. But he spoke about relationships. And then he said, "Well, look at you and Sarah. Went to the same school at Allen School. I know you here in another role, both as leaders." I want you to speak, Jay and Sarah, and the rest can answer this too. Why is it important for you to be a young leader, but also to know the value of good relationships? that awareness at your age is brilliant, and I admire all of you for that. But I wanted to speak to that particular point personally, being a young leader and the importance of fostering good relationships and what.
Well, I guess I can start by saying that in this lifetime, you know, every effort or everything that you set out to do, you know, can't be done independently. And so establishing cohesion and, you know, all of the other favorable qualities that a person should have is something that we should really, really, really pay close attention to when children are in their like sponge ages, when they're really, really young and are now taking up the soft skills and all of those other things. Because it's the same thing with a bad habit. If you're seasoning something as wrong, you end up, you know, taking it up and thinking it's correct and then using it at your disposal, and others, you know, see that fault. So with things like building relationships and, you know, networking with the right set of people, it's all a choice thing, but it's certainly the best thing to do, because like I said before, no man is an island, and we do indeed need people in order to get around and in order to live, you know. So that is something that is super pertinent, I think, as it was to getting through.
It's true. Yes. Yes, agreed. You can go on 100, because I know you have things to talk about with this lovely panel. We have Jean Small, and we have Sarah here and Laurel, United Youth Leaders. And I love it, discussion. Brilliant Young Minds. Beijing, yes. Rhythm and Rhyme. Go.
There's lots to talk about, actually. Mentioning cohesion before in the question that I would have answered. I know that the cohesion is the glue that keeps the group together, and without it, I was wondering, you know, sometimes when things become debatable and, you know, emotions are high, how as a group, how they go about, you know, still seeking commonality and finding, you know, common ground. Like, who makes that decision? And is it always easy? I feel as though this question should be directed at the president.
Hey, so to your hundredth question, we basically vote on it. That's simply what we do. If it's 11 of us and 6 say yes, well then the answer is yes. We don't tussle or go back and forth. We just put a vote on it.
I love it.
That's how we vote.
I love it. Simple and fair. Fair and firm. I love it. Ronnie Wise, you have a call?
No, I have a gentleman who's a former Alenian, and he wants to pass his number on so the Alenians and the members can benefit from the experience that he has if there's any area that they wish to get some counsel on. Okay, so I'll be putting that in the chat. All right?
Well, listen, that is so brilliant, man. The power of radio, and Sarah here, that Sarah support coming already, and I'm sure lots more will come. Support people. 434-1790, thanks for the call, thanks for the support, and big up the Alenians. Now, Sarah, before I have a call with you, Sarah, any what projects are you currently working on that the public can support you?
Well, I'll share some. I'll let one of my other team members also share some.
Oh, so for this cool. Team,
yeah, so for this year, our signature projects are a workshop preparing our members for the world of work. So this would include CV writing, cover letters, interviews. So they would get to role play interviews by a professional who would say, this is not what you say or this is not what you do. Another thing we have is a pop-up shop, which gives our members the opportunity, the members that have small businesses, the opportunity to come and sell their products and their items. And before we have that, we're actually having an entrepreneurship session where we take members who are interested in starting a business, but maybe don't know how to, And we bring in facilitators to help them kickstart that business. And I'll let one of my other members talk about some of the other sessions and projects that we have planned for this year.
Well, one of the last signature project that we have is a survival day slash gully cleanup. You know, we want to make the environment better for the youth. So as we grow up, we aren't left with like pollution or any trash laying around anywhere. And to also just have some fun in learning survival skills. So we'll be going out, doing some fun outdoor activities, doing some hiking, maybe have some treasure hunts. The gully cleanup will also take place where we're not sure which gully as yet per se, but we'll go have some fun picking up some garbage, making sure that our environment is clean and help fight against the climate change. I don't know if Jane wants to speak on any other projects.
You summed it up.
Yeah, so that's what we mainly have planned for this.
Go ahead, sorry.
This is what we more mainly have planned for this year, but we have some other projects scattered in between in those days, such as like some giving back to charity, or we have some fun little game nights that we will have among ourselves, or even invite outdoor people who aren't part of the organization to come and join us and have some fun. And we also have another session coming out where we are going to share some study tips, because a lot of us are in school, are like me, are in university, and our exams are coming up. And so we just wanted to share some tips and how to deal with the exam stress and study for stress, those sort of stresses.
Well, nice. No, I absolutely love it. And like we're all doing, and you all are focusing on training as well, which is a good thing. You know, educating like-minded people, educating persons like yourself. And I absolutely love that, because like we have the balance, you know, you have the outdoor activity, and you know, we're focusing on the planet and saving the planet, which you have to do. And I think it's quite smart of you to do that, actually, because you, this earth and this world and our country and our communities, the all of who are going to inherit it when Ronnie and I and the others will be gone. This is going to be your world to enjoy your children and your grandchildren. So I think taking care of it is of utmost importance, and then educating the generation to come and the generation that's here now is also important, because you know this is no world for a fool, and none of us are fools. So we want everyone around us to be as smart as possible. And they got bigger the NTA before we go on. You have to bigger the NTA Barbados training.nta.org.bb, training.nta.org.bb, and Unity to Leaders, you all can check this out as well, because these courses are all absolutely free. You don't need data or Wi-Fi. You just need a device, and all the courses are free and from all accredited universities all over the world. You understand? So you and your group and your peers and your followers can get together, and they are not time consuming either. And some course might be 13 hours, some might be 12 hours, some might be 8 hours. You know, you can get together, have 4 a day, you know what I mean? 20 minutes a day, twice a week, and learn so much. So we want to encourage you all to check out the NTA training.nta.org.bb. Ronnie, we can play an ad and then we can go to Sarah. Sarah, of course, we got a lot more time with you. Sarah, you're gone. You're worried, we are not leaving you. We have lots more time with you. We're going to take an ad now from the NTI, and then we go to Miss Sarah.
Sluggy, what is the mission of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme? Let me give you my understanding. We want that unique Bajan rhythm and vibe to grow and get stronger here at home, and to resonate and spread across the globe. To do that, we need Bajans to be top-class digital citizens who understand how to operate effectively online. The NTA and Coursera is supporting the global Bajan with courses like Meta Literacy, Empowering Yourself in a Connected World. In only 4 hours, this course takes you through the things you need to know and understand to cruise the information superhighway like a boss, like an electric bus. Become a master connector in a super connected world with the course called Meta Literacy, Empowering Yourself in a Connected World. One of several courses available at training.nti.org.bb. Totally free, fully online, with no data charges applying. training.nti.org.bb. Go and get it, go-getter, because you're never too good to get better.
7 minutes after 7 o'clock, of course, we're live on VOB 92.9 FM, VOB929.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram worldwide. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yes, please. And you hear that, youngsters? No data charges of play. Just need a device. training.nti.org.bb. All the courses are free and they are not time consuming and at your own pace. We are going to go to Sarah, and then I'm going to hand back over to my guest host, because this is Brilliant Young Minds, and these are all Brilliant Young Minds, and Uncle Sluggy and Nobby, we are here listening to these wonderful young people. So Sarah, go ahead, and then I'll hand over to Miss Ahanja Dyer. You want to say
Thank
something?
You, Sluggy. I, before even on your break, I wanted to just say that if you are expert in any field, in HR, entrepreneurship, craft, financial planning, if you're an expert in any of these areas, you can come and volunteer your services with the group. Or if you are a young person and you're looking for a group to join with relatable young people where you can feel safe to be who you are, you can send us a message on our Instagram at UYL Barbados. And for those interested in partnering with us, our email is uylbarbados@gmail.com. And our telephone number is 835-9846. 835-9846. Might I just add also that our charity number is 901. So I just wanted to say that for persons who would have been interested in joining or donating or volunteering.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I love it. I love it. And people will be donating. My VOB people. And before the show is over, I'll let her give her information, all the information again. Don't worry. And let her take her time and make sure everyone gets all the information they need. And because I absolutely love what the young people are doing. And my platform, just gonna let you know, this show me platform is open to you all. You know, VOB, don't get any bigger than VOB, you know, and this time they feel proud bragging about we are number one and the numbers are not even close. And then my platform, which Ahanja and Danny Cole, you know, run behind the scenes, which is BIM Got Talent, you know, we are also the biggest youth platform, and we are open to organizations like yourself. And we're going to be taking our show on the road for sure. We get so much calls and messages running for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on the road. People come forward and say they will sponsor it, Ronnie. This is crazy. And I waited and not say online and message it. No one tell no one to wait and they get here to say that. Thank you, Barbie, so much. And more than one person actually come forward and say Sluggy, they got crop over this year. They got a lot of activity opening back up. I want Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on the road more than one Saturday. Be willing to pay, don't care what the price is. And Barbados, you all don't know how much I love you for that. I absolutely love you. And now meeting these young persons here, United Youth Leaders, you know, and got Positive Reality, another awesome young group, and all young groups, I'm going to make sure I bring all of them together. And whatever like show I do, no matter whatever talent I have on stage, I will also have these young persons spreading information about their organizations and what their organization is all about and what they do. I'm going to make sure all these positive, awesome young people, I'm going to make sure they are every show spreading information. And I'm going to be encouraging you, Barbados, to go out and support. Go out and support these young people. Support, donate as much as you can. And I like the call saver for the experts, you know, to come and donate their services. But I have that personal relationship and, you know, the face-to-face and you taking your time with someone is also extremely important. And then you got help from the NTI. I could afford to speak for the NTI. You got help from the NTI. training.nti.org.bb and all the courses are absolutely free and by all professors, you know, and doctors and masters of their craft. So it's nothing but support. And as you go on, you're all Barbados, you can get much more information about the road shows. So everyone that wants to support the road shows and said they're supporting it, thank you very, very much. I thank you. Keep the support coming. Keep the support coming. And if you want me to come by you, if you want to see us at your location, you know what I mean? Make it happen and we are there. I absolutely love the idea. Thank you. Ahanji, you could go ahead. I just had to say that, you know, because I support all young people with every single thing I mean you say. So I just had to make sure I take my time and say that.
Well, Sluggy, there's so many things that I can say, but on a side note, I just want Barbadians to, you know, shine some light on things like these, the positives in society, because the negatives, you know, for some reason, they get, you know, a lot of the limelight. And then there are young people like us, you know, who understand the assignment, and that assignment being to portray positive things and put positive things into the universe. And I feel as though this group of individuals and myself embody the, you know, the old African proverb, each one teach one. And I feel as though we have so much to learn still, but that we are on the correct trajectory and that with the right, you know, set of tools and the right set of input and advice, that we will one day be able to reap, you know, favorable results. So that's one thing I wanted to say on the side.
No, that's awesome. I have a question you can ask them, Andrea. You can let them answer and then you can answer. But we want from each member, because we want to know three things that you think. And this is your opinion only. Three, and each person can just probably give me one. I want three things, one from each person, that you think needs urgent attention right now in Barbados from a perspective of a young person in your own opinion. Three things, one from each person, and then I had you a gift first, that you think needs urgent attention right now in Barbados. And VOB country, you all are welcome as well. 4341790. We are live on Facebook. We are live on Instagram. We are live on VOB.com. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. And Siri, you can decide who is going first. That is my question to everyone on the panel.
I'll go first. Thank you. It would say for me, the biggest thing I would love to see in my nation is more inclusion of young people in greater spaces. I don't want to feel it if they want young, they want to pick and choose when they want young people. I want that we are a part of conversations that affect us. We are in boardrooms where conversations are had about things that affect us. I want more representation in various aspects of our society for young people. On to Jean.
Thank you, Sarah. For me, the biggest or about one thing that I think needs urgent, be addressed urgently is the fact that there are many young people who have varying learning disabilities. I find that this is something that is not catered to. I believe early detection provides that student with the, or that young person with the tools needed in order to be successful. I find that this is one of the reasons why many young people our ages fall through, as persons would say, through the cracks, because they do not have the financial support, or sometimes persons are not willing to give attention to one who might seem as though, as we say, considered slow. But I think that's one thing that we need to address in our society.
The last thing that I will say needs to be addressed in our society would be youth mental health. I am pretty sure the creator of UOYLB, Krista, as a psychologist, can attest to this, that every week we keep hearing of young people taking their lives, and I feel as though we aren't catered to or don't have easy access to psychiatrists or people that we feel we can talk to outside. I guess there are the guidance counselors in school, but sometimes you imagine having one guidance counselor to a school of 1,000 students is not going to work. There's too many students to one person. I feel like they should address this issue and help young people have a more sound mind and know that there's people that have similar experiences to them, that experiences to them are thinking the same way, and that they're not alone and they can talk through their problems, their issues.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I got to show that Anthony Nadu, and this is one of the owners of Pawn Brokers International Black Rock, and we'll be supporting your road shows. Thank you, Anthony. Won't you support the young persons for sure? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you can let me. And I always love your support. And I love when we could do things like this and could get an automatic response. So Pawn Brokers International said in the future they'll be supporting for sure. Anthony Nadu, thank you very, very much. And thanks to everyone locked on Facebook, Juliet Marshall, Howard Tull, loving the discussion with the young people. Miriam, thank you very much. Fitzpatrick, Sheila, thanks for everyone that is locked on Facebook, supporting and encouraging the young people. That is well said, L'Oreal. Sorry, Ahanja, you have, let's keep forgetting you're a young person as well. Such an old soul. you have, what is one thing that, in your opinion, you think needs urgent attention? People, 434-1790 is our number, 434-1790. And Ahanja, one thing from you, and I know, and after you answer this question, we can go back in the next article. I want you to ask again. I want to know how you all felt when you first heard the young person would had an opportunity to be in the Senate, how you felt, and then how you feel hearing now that opportunity might be, you know, taken away. That is for everyone on the panel, your own opinion, before we let Sarah give us more information on how we can support and donate to this wonderful organization. So Ahanja, one thing from you think needs urgent attention, and then that my question is to the panel after that.
Well, I feel as though it is challenging to just pinpoint one particular thing, but the panel so far, they have done a good job at putting emphasis on some key areas that do need addressing in this society. I just want to live to see the day where, you know, cultural aspects of things such as music and dance would, you know, people would actually pay due respect to these art forms and see them as art forms in which we could all, you know, create a living and not just do as a hobby, because I find that people still don't see, you know, the space for that, especially here in Barbados. I mean, we see it. Extra-regionally, we see it, and I just want that one day we can sit, you know, as with many other things, and see come to fruition.
Well, that is awesome. Beijing Rhythm and Rain, Brilliant Young Minds edition on the nation's number one stage, number one for a reason. No, this this question that I know might be a bit biting is for everyone. It's for everyone to see her again. You can't decide who goes first. We want to tackle it first. But how you first felt when you heard the news that the young gentleman was going to be given the opportunity to be in the Senate, and then how you feel now the opportunity is taken away? This is to you and all of your esteemed panel before you give us information on how we can donate and contribute towards this wonderful venture you are on.
Well, for me, remember just now I said I'm big on representation. So for me, when I first started, I felt like, yes, like I have someone who is a young person who's in the Senate representing me. It felt personal. It felt like, yes, I have somebody in the Senate representing me who gets me, who can debate from a mindset of a young person. And yeah, I just thought it was historical and awesome. I was in support of it. A bit disappointed in the news, but I'm still going to look out for him in different spaces in the future. I don't think that him not being in the Senate will stop him from shining and doing what he does, and that is representing young people.
Awesome, awesome. Go ahead, L'Oreal.
I mean, like Sarah said, I too was very intrigued and excited as someone around the age range. And I honestly, I didn't even hear about it until you mentioned it earlier. So I was like, whoa, I'm a little disappointed, as Sarah said. But
Sorry for being a bit of bad news.
But I am pretty sure he's not going to let that hold him down. And in the future, we're going to still hear about him doing great things when he's the age that they see fit for him to join the Senate or in other political activities that he does in the future.
Agreed. And just quickly before Jen answered as well, L'Oreal, I think that's why we all have to stay together, so that we can amplify our voice, so that whatever, if they try to silence voices like his or silence things that we are doing, that we know is a positive, progressive step. That's why we all need to be part of the fight. You understand? And we can't let something like that silence us. So that's why, like, I can be the person that for the young people always don't care what people say, don't care what bad or good people say. They don't care if people praise them or if people criticize them, and just my head down and supporting the youth. Because you can't tell me that sounding positive and progressively against it, I don't see the rationale. I don't care what anyone says. And that's just me and Megan Tatlicks for that. But there's me, Slagin, they totally support our young man.
I agree, Slagin. If I may intercept you, imagine if the Caribbean, let's take it regional, after the collapse of the Federation, had decided, you know what, let's not try to integrate and let's not make a move, you know, to have commonality, you know, seeing that most islands are agrarian based. Imagine if they all decided, let's not make an effort, you know, to market ourselves to the globe. So cohesiveness and cohesion. So one person and like sociology would tell you, and from that story, you know, one from 10 leaves zero, the whole Federation, the collapse of the Federation, all that kind of stuff. So as young persons, I mean, now I'm speaking, I could as well state my views on it. Extremely disappointed. Khalil has a lot to offer, and I do feel as though we need to rally behind him more than ever now, because in this society, I feel as though we like, you know, to speak of things and put things into the universe, but some things we don't do these things to follow up and to make these things a reality. And I support any young person, you know, with the drive and with the zeal and with the passion to do things to help others. So all I will say is that this is just one of those things that I felt as though it was inevitable. But I do believe that in future, we can look out, you know, for Khalil and many other brilliant young minds to overcome feats and challenges as this one.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, thankfully, and like my people's, because I ain't gonna find it always sound a celebrity, but my people's, my friends on that support me on Being Got Talent and VOB know that I'm extremely thankful for the voice that Barbados allowed me to have. You know, I don't know how it happened, I don't know when it happened, but I know that it happened, and somehow my voice got there. So I try my support behind you all 1,000%. No, to uncle, to my brother, Mr. Ronnie, you are always extremely rational, and I can see both sides. Can you see both sides of this story?
Without doubt, when I saw the statement released today, I first and foremost do not see this by the independent senators as any attack of any kind on Mr. Costiwala. In no way whatsoever. The independent senators have shown in the previous session that they are prepared to take positions based upon how they view what is being put forward in a wide range of ways. And I was not surprised by how this particular matter has reached this point. Outside of all of the hype and the excitement and the acclaim, the fact is there is a way that will always be debated and discussed, meditated upon, and positions put. And I think in this way, in bringing this matter to where it is done without being a spoiler of any kind or seeking to prevent a particular person of a specific age from progressing. I don't see that at all in this. And I think that we should look forward to more positions being taken that cause us to look outside of what somebody called the inevitable appointment. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Irrespective of how much power people feel they have and may imagine that they have easier access to do certain things or to change things. Not here. Not here. But I think Mr. Costiwala has a tremendous future, an immediate future, as do many young people in this country and in the Caribbean. And I wish him well. He has shown himself to be a keen observer, albeit with his choice of interpretation and promotion. But that's his choice, as is the case for others who have had other political appreciation for organizations. And that's democracy right there. So let us hear and see as we go forward from this event and learn from it and be prepared to accept that it's not always what is done, it's the way it's done. And that applies to everybody. Nobody's exempt from that.
Nice. He is a brilliant young man. And yes, indeed, sometimes it's not what is done, is how it's done. But like you said, Khalil is brilliant, and I totally support him and his immediate success. I think he's a voice that should be heard among many, many, many other young, brilliant persons. No, Sarah, before you let, I hand you a close show, and important messages you need Barbados to hear right now. How can we contact your information? How can we contact your organization? And where can we find you? And how can people support and donate? Sarah?
Hey, so our email, you can contact our email, UYL
barbados@gmail.com. Our Instagram and our Facebook are the same, UYL Barbados. Our charity number is 901. Our telephone number is 835-9846. 835-9846. And if you're interested in donating, you can reach out to any of those contacts. Okay, that's it.
Awesome, Brilliant. I had to do the thank yous. People, this is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Brilliant Young Mind Edition. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. I had to do the thank yous. I am out.
Well, I will most definitely do so. Thank you to the United Youth Leaders of Barbados for passing through tonight and sharing with us, you know, their mission and what they do hope to get out of the youth in Barbados in the near future. We also want to extend great thanks to the NTI and to VOB 92.9 for giving us the opportunity, you know, to sit here for the last hour and have fruitful discussion as the young leaders and to also gain insight from the knowledgeable Mr. Clark and from yourself, Sluggy. So there is so much to gain within this hour. Very much to gain. And we just want to thank everybody that is on Locked On and, you know, is here every single week from 6:30 to 7:30 every week. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme is the space and we are out.
Boom.